What's up, y'all? It's 1028 Awakenings, and I'm back again with another podcast episode. What's going on the world out there? Okay, so I want to start this episode by saying thank you, guys. I am big. I'm a big deal in my mind, but in the scheme of things, I'm smaller than a particle. Whatever. The only thing that's happening is that I'm being activated. And I really want you guys to understand that when you are being activated, it is very lonely, okay? So don't feel like, oh, I can't handle this. You're gonna go through battles with yourself where you want to go back to old patterns and old habits that you used to have. And you need to have the willpower to decide to do something differently, okay? And when this happens to you, a lot of people that you feel like or you thought were gonna have your back and they were gonna support you may not. Everyone's case is not the same. I have a lot of people that support me. I have a lot of people that are like, you know what? I like what you're doing. They come from weird places. They may come from people you don't talk to very often. It may come from different places, but I do want to reiterate over and over again. I have a lot of family and I have a lot of friends that do support me. Okay? But there will be people that also won't support you and they'll be very, very close to you and they will judge you, they will talk about you. And intuitively, you will know this. You don't have to have proof all the time. I was on the phone talking to my best friend and this is some real stuff if you can really feel what I'm about to say. So sometimes when you're in the energy of people, you feel them judging you. You feel them like, oh, I can't do this. I can't do that. I can't be in this air. I can't. You feel that. And it makes you feel bad. It makes you, it just makes you feel like it makes you feel energetically rejected. And this was happening to me. I was around friends, family, and I could feel people judging me. And it was crazy because these people know my heart. They know I'm good. They know, like, you know what I'm saying? These people know me. It's not like these people don't know me, but because of one aspect of me was not perfect, because it was not in the norm, because it was not like everyone else, I thought those people were gonna accept me and understand and see and look deeper and try to see what's going on. But some of them won't, And, I always talk to you guys about my dad, but this man always see me for just the truth. It's really crazy because he may see things that I do, because my parents are super old. But he says all the time, you just nice. You're such a good person, Ashley. People literally go out their way to just do nice things for you. And he's not lying. You know what I'm saying? It's like, and the thing about it is I try my best to tell the truth all the time. And it's not even something that I know how to do. It's something I had to learn how to do. And I had to learn this from him because my dad is like very pure. It's very weird. Anyway, say the next to say, when you have that energy of rejection, you get used to it so much. You get used to your friends just, it's talking about you behind your back. And you just get used to it. And you be like, these are just my friends. But there is gonna come a day where you're gonna be like, nah, I don't want to do this, okay? I want to be around people where it's like, oh my God, what's up, girl? And they want to know what happened and what's been going on. And you could talk about ideas and expansion and growth and all of that, but not so much more like what this person is doing and how they did that. And did you hear what she just said? The conversation drastically changes. And even with your homeboys, like you see your homeboy, you're like, yeah, man, shit is changing, bro. Like I'm about to get me a little house in the suburbs, settle down with my old lady. You know what I'm saying? And this is what you're doing. And they're supportive, even if that person is not in that stage. That person could be like, well, I ain't even fucking with my baby mama, but I'm a good dad, And you are both in two different stages evolving, but you're both supportive of the stage because you can basically understand both perspectives and you're not being judged like, nah, you need to try to work it out. Because in this day and age, if you ain't married, you ain't shit. No, it's like, man, yeah, man, you'll find you a good girl, just do your thing. You're a good dad. That wasn't a good match. The conversations change when your mind evolves, And my mom said something to me that was so strong, and I really love her so much, but I'm so grateful that I'm free now. She said, Ashley, and she loves me. My mama loved me. You know what I'm saying? She's like, you're smart and you can make money, And she don't say this like this because she's Caribbean and there's not all these details. It's just like one line, and then you have to like understand all the emotions from this Jamaican woman out of this one line. And all she said is, you know, you can't be going on the internet doing all these outlandish things because you might need to get a job. I'm so sorry. Because maybe she just doesn't want me to do this anymore. Maybe that's why my throat is doing that. But, you know, I said to her, you know what, mommy, you're right. Because she's right. The thing is, I ain't never going back to get no job. I ain't never going to have no job in my life. And I want to be very clear about that. Okay? This is it. The gifts that I have, that God, which these people, even in my family, believe that I don't believe in God, which I don't know why they think that. Like, I have never said that I don't believe in God. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just crazy. All I'm talking about is God. And all I'm telling you is that he's been activated. She has been activated. It's not a human. It's not a girl. It's not a boy. It's not a sex. It's nothing. It's energy. Okay? And this energy has been activated, which is allowing me to understand that I don't need a job. I need to follow my passions and my desires. I also need to inspire people by doing that. Those people will be inspired to do the same thing in their lives. And I have like a huge impact on people through my voice, through my videos, through my fashion company, how I carry myself with integrity. All of these things exude a particular view, a particular vibrational pattern that I'm putting into the grid. And it's small as hell, girl. It's small. It's not even no big one. It's like a small one. Okay? And we all have things to do at different times. So I don't really know what I'm going to name this podcast episode. I may name it Diversity. Okay? Understand that right now it's a time in our lives where diversity is winning. And what that means is that you can go for the stars. You can eat crab legs on YouTube and make $100,000 a year. You can do whatever the hell you want to as long as you are being in your authentic self. And sometimes, even when you're not. But I will say that if you're not being your authentic self because of the planetary alignment and that Aquarius is ruling this era, you need to be your authentic self because that's the only way you're going to win. That's the only way people are going to blindly, lovingly, uncontrollably care about you, because you being raw and uncut. I love you guys, and I hope this podcast inspired you in some kind of way. Thank you guys, and I'll see you guys on the next episode. Bye.